When we left the book of Exodus a couple of months ago, actually now at this point, we left the people of Israel in the wilderness, but they were free from Egyptian bondage after their exodus from the captivity in the nation of Egypt.
数ヶ月前、イスラエルの民がエジプトでの捕囚生活から解放されて、アラノにいるところで出エジプト記を一旦離れました。
They were beginning to take form as a nation. And if you remember back to the last passage we looked at, even Moses' father-in-law had helped Moses, their leader, to establish some basic structure to help oversee leading the people.
民は国家としての体制を整え始めたところで、最後に読んだ箇所では、モーセの義理の父親もが指導者として、モーセが民を導く体制の土台を確立するのを助けているところでした。
Now, as we enter chapter 19, we really are in some ways here entering the second half of the book. And we're going to see here the most important event in this book.
19章に入ると、ある意味この書の後半部分に入ります。そしてこの書で最も重要な出来事を目にすることになります。
You can see from the title of this message that these chapters show the giving of what we call here the Ten Commandments.
今日の説教題からもお分かりかと思いますが、そこでは私たちが十戒と呼んでいるものが与えられます。
ButThese Ten Commandments we're going to be looking at and the legal regulations that follow from the chapters after these, they're far more than just a list of do's and don'ts that you and I have to follow.
ですが、十戒とその後の箇所で与えられている律法は、単に私たちがすべきこと、すべきでないことのリスト以上のものです。
They represent the next step in the unfolding of God's plan for the redemption of His creation.
これらは神の被造物をあがなうというご計画が達成させるための次のステップを示しています。
And the way that God moves that plan forward in history is through a series of covenants, all of which are ultimately fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
神はそのご計画を一連の契約を通して進められますが、すべてはイエス・キリストにおいて成就されます。
Now, from Exodus chapter 19 through chapter 24, God establishes the Mosaic covenant with Israel through Moses.
出エジプト記19章から24章で神はモーセを通してイスラエルとモーセの契約を結ばれます。
Today's passage really sets the stage for us for the Ten Commandments, which we'll see, in chapter 20.
今日の箇所はこれから2週間かけて学びます 20章にある十戒を受ける準備の段階です。
And really, when we go past the book of Exodus into the books of Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, they actually also contain aspects of the covenant requirements that are part of this covenant as well.
またレビ記、民数記、申命記にもこの契約が求める追加的な側面というのが含まれています。
We are going to read all of chapter 19 today, but let's start with verses 1 through 6.
今日は19章全体を読んでいきますが、まずは1節から6節を読んでいきましょう。
The Bible says in Exodus 19, on the third new moon, after the people of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. They set out from Rephidim and came into the wilderness of Sinai, and they encamped in the wilderness. And there Israel encamped before the mountain, while Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel, You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom, a priest, and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel.
一節からお読みいたします。エジプトの地を出たイスラエルの子らは第三の新月の日にシナイの荒野に入った。彼らはレフィリムを旅立ってシナイの荒野に入り、その荒野で宿営した。イスラエルはそこで山を前に宿営した。モーセが神の御元に登っていくと、主が山から彼を呼んで言われた。あなたは子ヤコブの家に言い、イスラエルの子らに告げよ。あなた方は私がエジプトにしたこと、またあなた方をわしの翼に乗せて私のもとに連れてこられたことを見た。今もしあなた方が確かに私の声に聞き従い、私の契約を守るなら、あなた方はあらゆる民族の中にあって私の宝となる。全世界は私のものであるから。あなた方は私にとって祭司の王国、聖なる国民となる。これがイスラエルの子らにあなたが語るべき言葉である。
So we're talking about here 3 months after the Exodus from Egypt, when they came to the important location of Sinai.
エジプトを出てから約3ヶ月が経ち、シナイ山という重要な場所へ来たところです。
Remember, Sinai is the same location where Moses had been introduced to God in the burning bush, and for the first time in God's word, we heard at that point God's name, Yahweh.
シナイ山はモーセが燃える芝の中で神と出会った場所であり、神ご自身の言葉を通してヤーウェという神の名が与えられた場所です。
I am who I am. That's the meaning.
ヤーウェとは私はあるという意味です。
His name that declares as fully as words are capable of his absoluteness, his sovereignty, and ultimately his glory.
この名は言葉が可能な限りに神の絶対性、主権、究極の栄光を完全に宣言するものです。
There's no one greater, and yet he desires to reveal himself to his creatures who are not deserving of his blessing or his redemption because we are all lost in sin.
それほどまでに偉大なお方であるにもかかわらず、罪の中にあるがゆえに、神の祝福も贖いも受けるに値しない私たちに神はご自身を表すことを望まれます。
And now, in this same location, God takes the next step in revealing the ultimate hope for our redemption in Jesus Christ.
今その同じ場所で神はイエス・キリストにある私たちの贖いのこの上ない希望を表す次の段階へと進まれます。
Their trust in him, the people of Israel's trust in him, was at an all-time high because of his actions on their behalf in the face of the oncoming Egyptian army.
迫り来るエジプト軍を前に神が示された御業のゆえに、神に対する民の信頼はかつてないほどに高まっていました。
And he says, if you want to continue,To see my glory revealed on your behalf, like I did when you crossed the Red Sea, then here's the covenant that I'm giving you so that you can show the world that you are my people.
そこで神は語られます。もし航海を渡った時のようにあなた方のために私の栄光が表されるのを見続けたいのであれば、ここにあなた方が私の民であることを世界に示す契約があると。
The fact was, that neither the Egyptians or the Israelites deserved God's favor. But God, purely out of his sovereign grace, in his providence, he chose Israel as his people, and he says he did it to make them a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
実際にはエジプト人もイスラエル人も神の恵みに値する者たちではありませんでしたが、主権的な恵みと摂理によって神はイスラエルを祭司の王国、聖なる国民とすべくご自分の民として選ばれたと言われました。
This is ultimately what God's plan is throughout history. His plan is to create a people for himself that will worship him as priests, pointing people to himself, to God, and living lives that reflect his holiness and his perfection.
歴史の中で人々を祭司としてご自分に導き、ご自分の清さと完全さを反映した生活を送る民を作ることが神の究極のご計画でした。
In other words, his goal is to create people who are living out the complete image of God that humans, all of us, were created to be.
言い換えるなら、神の完全な似姿である私たち、その姿を生きるために人々は作られたのです。
Now, how do we know this? We can look other places. We see what we find as the description for the church. When we come to the new covenant in the New Testament, and we see the same thing.
なぜこのことがわかるでしょうか。新約聖書にある新しい契約に目を向けると、教会について同じことが記されています。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, But you're a chosen race.A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
ペテロの手紙第1、2章9節には次のようにあります。しかし、あなた方は選ばれた種族、王である祭司、聖なる国民、神のものとされた民です。それはあなた方を闇の中からご自分の驚くべき光の中に召してくださった方の栄誉をあなた方が告げ知らせるためです。
And then when we go to the end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, we see this group of people, this royal priesthood, the holy people reigning over the earth with God.
また黙示録ではこの種族、すなわち王である祭司、聖なる国民が神と共に地を治める姿が描かれています。
Church, this is our ultimate destination to live out this priesthood, this holy people of God, with God for all of eternity.
祭司として、神の聖なる国民として、神と共に永遠に生きることが私たちの向かう道なのです。
Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 through 10 says,And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And then verse 10 says, And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth.
黙示録5章9節から10節には次のようにあります。彼らは新しい歌を歌った。あなたは巻物を受け取り封印を解くのにふさわしい方です。あなたはほふられてすべての部族、言語、民族、国民の中からあなたの血によって人々を神のためにあがない、私たちの神のために彼らを王国とし祭司とされました。彼らは地を治めるのです。
And so what we have to keep in mind then is that this covenant is about creating a holy people for himself.
ですからこの契約は神が神ご自身の聖なる民を作り出すためにあるのだということに心を留めておかなくてはなりません。
God is righteously selfish for his own glory. And he receives that glory from people who find their greatest joy in just glorifying God.
神は栄光を当然受けるべきお方で、その栄光は神を賛美することに最大の喜びを見出す人々によって捧げられるものです。
But our approach to God and how we get to Him has to be on His terms.
ですが、私たちがどのように神に近づくかを定められるのは神ご自身です。
You and I don't just get to decide how we become the people of God.
私たちの側でどうしたら神の民となるのかを決めることはできません。
And even as the stage is set here for the giving of the Ten Commandments, God gives very detailed instructions on how the people will interact with God in the giving of the details of this covenant.
十戒が与えられる前の段階においても、神はこの契約の詳細を与えるにあたり、民が神とどのように関わるべきかについてとても詳細な指示を与えられます。
In verses 7 through 15, we see Moses actually make several trips, apparently, up and down the mountain to share God's word with the people. And actually, by the time you get to the end of the book, he will make several more trips, up and down the mountain.Before the giving of the law, the giving of this covenant is complete.
7節から15節で、モーセが神の言葉を民に伝えるために、明らかに何度も山に登り降りしているのを見ます。また、その契約と立法が完全に示されるまでに、モーセはさらに何度か山を登り降りすることになります。
So let's read, verses 7 through 15 together here of, Exodus 19.
出エジプト記19章7節から15節を読んでいきたいと思います。
The Bible says, So Moses came, and he called the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. All the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses,Behold, I am coming to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and may also believe you forever.
モーセは言って、民の長老たちを呼び寄せ、主が命じられたこれらの言葉をすべて彼らの前に示した。民は皆口を揃えて答えた。私たちは主の言われたことをすべて行います。それで、モーセは民の言葉を携えて主のもとに帰った。主はモーセに言われた。見よ、私は濃い雲の中にあってあなたに臨む。私があなたに語るとき、民が聞いてあなたをいつまでも信じるためである。
Verse 10 begins when Moses told the words of the people to the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow and let them wash their garments and be ready for the third day.For on the third day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people, and you shall set limits for the people all around, saying, Take care not to go up into the mountain or touch the edge of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall be put to death. No hand shall touch him, but he shall be stoned or shot, whether beast or man. He shall not live. When the trumpet sounds a loud blast...They shall come up to the mountain.
それからモーセは民の言葉を主に告げた。主はモーセに言われた。あなたは民のところに行き、今日と明日、彼らを性別し、自分たちの衣服を洗わせよ。彼らは三日目のために準備させよ。彼らに三日目のために準備させよ。三日目に主が民全体の目の前でシナイ山に降りていくからである。あなたは民のために周囲に境を設けて言え。山に登り、その境界に触れないように注意せよ。山に触れる者は誰でも必ず殺されなければならない。その人に手を触れてはならない。その人は必ず石で打ち殺されるか、矢で殺されなければならない。獣でも人でも生かしておいてはならない。お羊の角が長く鳴り響くときは、彼らは山に登ることができる。
Verse 14 continues, So Moses...went down from the mountain to the people and consecrated the people and they washed their garments. And he said to the people, be ready for the third day. Do not go near a woman.
14節から続けます。モーセは山から民のところに降りて行って民を清別した。彼らは自分たちの衣服を洗った。モーセは民に言った。3日目のために準備をしなさい。女に近づいてはならない。
Approaching God is a serious matter. Even being near to where God is and receiving messages from God as the people were, it's a serious matter.
神に近づくということは重大なことです。民がしようとしていたように、たとえ神がおられる場所に近づいて、神からのメッセージを受け取ることさえも重大なことでした。
The seriousness of our approach to God is based on the fact of His holiness.
神に近づくことの重大さというのは神の清さに基づくものです。
Every one of us, as His creatures, as a created human being, is a sinner.
神に作られた私たち、被造物である私たちは皆罪人です。
We're not holy. Romans 3:23 says that all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
私たちは清さを持ち合わせていません。ローマ人への手紙3章23節は、すべての人は罪を犯して神の栄光を受けることができずと言っています。
We're not worthy of His glory because we have failed to actually live for His glory. We have failed to actually bring Him the glory He deserves with our lives.
神の栄光のために生き、人生において神に栄光を期することができないために、私たちはその栄光に値しないのです。
And that failure we call sin.
そうできない、その過ちこそが私たちの罪なのです。
He created us. God created you and me to be able to do what Moses is doing here, to go directly into His presence.
神はモーセがそうしたように直接神の御前に進むことができるようできるものとなるようにと私たちを作られました。
God created us. He wants to be our uchi. He wants to be our family. He wants to be the place where we can go into for safety and security. But we all have this problem of sin that makes it impossible for us to actually approach God.
神は私たちのうち家族であり平安の場所でありたいと願っておられます。けれど私たちは皆神に近づくことを妨げる罪という問題を抱えています。
He makes that very clear here in his instructions.
神は民への指示の中でそれを明確に示されました。
Now when you read these, they may seem harsh, intense, or overly concerned with detail. But what they're showing us and what they're showing the people of Israel is the seriousness of this access to a holy and righteous God.
それらの指示を見るときに厳格で、あるいは異常なほどにまで細かいところまで細かなところまでこだわっているように見えるかもしれません。ですがそれは聖なる神に近づくことの重大さを示しているに過ぎません。
The Israelites' response of obedience to these initial instructions, that would tell just how committed they were to obeying God, to bringing glory to Him, to bringing honor to Him.
これらの最初の指示にイスラエル人がどう従ったかが、彼らが神に従い、神に栄光と誉れをもたらすことにどれだけ献身していたのかを物語ります。
Remember, the people had told God here, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do.Would their actions now back up those words?
先ほど読みましたように、神に対して民は、私たちは主の言われたことをすべて行いますと宣言しました。果たして彼らの行動はこの言葉を裏付けられたでしょうか?
Notice that God wants to reveal Himself to the people.
神はご自分を民に表すことを望んでおられることに注目してください。
He wants the people to hear what he has to say to Moses. So he actually says he's going to come down in a thick cloud that the people can see, and they will hear God's voice speak to their leader Moses.
神はご自分がモーセに語る言葉を民が聞くことを望まれましたので、民が見ることのできる分厚い雲の中に来られ、神がモーセに語りかける声を聞くだろうと告げられました。
The culmination of God's presence with the people of Israel will be when his glory fills the newly built tabernacle that we will see in the final chapter of Exodus, Exodus 40.
神がイスラエルの民と共におられるということは、出エジプト記最後の40章で新しく建てられた幕屋に神の栄光が満ちるときに最高潮に達します。
But for now,God is going to let them hear his voice. And part of that was to reinforce Moses' authority to the people as they get to hear God speaking directly to him.
ですが、この時点では神はご自分の声を民にお聞かせになりました。それは神がモーセに語りかけるのを民が聞くことで、モーセの民に対する権威を確固たるものにするためでした。
The instructions to the people were actually not that hard to follow in 3 days as they prepared for God to descend onto the mountain.
神が山に降りられる準備として彼らが3日間で従うべき指示というのは実際にはそれほど難しいものではありませんでした。
There were really only basically two. They had to wash all their clothes and they had to refrain from sexual relationships.
すべての衣服を洗い清め、性的関係を控えるというものでした。
Now, why this?
何のためにでしょうか?
Is it wrong to be dirty?
汚れてたらいけないんでしょうか?
Of course it's not wrong to get dirty.
もちろん汚れていたらいけないというわけではありません。
Otherwise, we would be pretty much sinful doing anything.In this world.
そうでなければこの世で私たちが何をしたとしても恐ろしく罪深いことになってしまいます。
Is it wrong to have sexual intimacy?
性的に親密であるということは間違っているでしょうか。
Not at all in the right context of marriage.
結婚という正しい関係においては全くそのようなことはありません。
But the focus here is on God's command to Moses in verse 10 to goTo the people and consecrate them.
ですが、この箇所の中心は10節の民のところに行き、彼らを聖別せよという神のモーセの命令にあります。
To consecrate something is to make it holy.
何かを聖別するとは、それを清くすることです。
It's another word for the word we have of sanctify.
他の言い方をすると、聖化されることです。
It means preparing something to be in God's presence.
何かを神の御前に捧げるために備えることを意味します。
Intimacy and dirt are not sinful, but there are special times where we refrain from even good things that are not wrong and that we enjoy.In order to focus on God, in order to focus on being close to Him.
親密さや汚れというのは罪ではありませんが、神に向かい御前に近づくためには、必ずしも間違っているわけではなく、楽しい良いものであっても、それらを控えるべき特別な時があります。
Approaching God involves prayer, but How many of our prayers have almost no preparation? They have almost no thought behind them.
神に近づくためには祈りが必要ですが、私たちの祈りのその裏に何か備えや思いが伴っているでしょうか?
This is teaching us that there are times where that prayer should involve a special significancePut on coming into God's very presence as well as a denial of things that would rather focus on ourselves, even if those things are not inherently wrong, for the purpose that we can instead focus on God.
このことは神のみに目を向けられるように、本質的に間違いではなくても、自分に目を向けるものを断つとともに、神の御前に近づくということに特別な意味を持った祈りが捧げられるべき時があるということを教えています。
This posture, this way to approach God was so important to their understanding of who he was that God said that if anyone violated the space around the mountain,Even once they had washed and obeyed in their actions, they would either be killed by stoning or be shot with an arrow if they crossed a boundary into the mountain.
そのような姿勢と神への近づき方というのは、民が神をどのような方と理解しているのかにおいてとても重要だったので、もし誰かが山の境界を犯すなら、たとえ身を清めて行いとしてでは従っていたとしても、山に触れる者は石で打ち殺されるか、矢で殺されなければならないと神は言われました。
Now, if you read the Old Testament at all, you read passages like this, and of course into your head, the question comes, is this harsh?
旧約聖書ではよくこのような、厳しすぎるような記載を見ることができます。本当にそれは厳しすぎるでしょうか？
The fact is that the Bible tells us that what every single one of us deserves, who has ever been created in this world for thousands of years, is actually death.
聖書はこれまで何千年にもわたって創造されたすべてのものが受けるべきものは死であると言っています。
Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says the wages of sin, and that's all of us sinful, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
ローマ人への手紙6章23節はこのように言っています。罪の報酬は死です。しかし神の賜物は私たちの主キリストイエスにある永遠の命です。
By delivering them from Egypt, God had poured out His grace. He had poured out His mercy on these undeserving people.
民をエジプトから救い出すことで、神は恵みと憐れみを価値のない彼らに注がれました。
And by allowing these people to experience any of His presence,Literally in front of their eyes, he is showing his grace, but also showing their inability without preparation to come before him.
文字通り、神の御臨在を体験することを許されることで、神は恵みを示されると同時に、彼らが備えなく神の御前に出ることすらできない存在であるということも示されます。
So if these people who had experienced his grace and his mercy, if they then failed to obey and tried to come closer than he allowed, he's completely within his right as a holy and righteous God who gets to determine the rules that his people, he gets to determine the family rules for his family.Those who can enter his presence or those within his uchi have to follow. He's completely within his right to then judge them when they break those rules.
ですから、もし民が従わずに神が許される範囲を超えて近づこうとするなら、ご自分の民、あるいは家族、ご自分の御前、内に入れる者たちが従うべき規則を定めて、その規則を破った者を裁く権利は、聖なる神であられる方に当然あります。
That judgment is really simply to give them what every single one of us in here today and who has ever lived deserve in the first place.
その与えられる裁きというのは、そもそも私たち皆が受けるべきものであったのを与えるに過ぎません。
But why the animals?
獣はどうしてでしょう?
Because as humans, we're responsible to God for His creatures.
私たちは神の創造物に対して神に責任を負っているからです。
Remember, God placed Adam and therefore all humanity over His creation, including animals.
神は私たちを獣を含めて全ての創造物の上に置かれました。
So, if God's people failed to keep their animals from crossing that boundary, the penalty was given to the animal, but the fault ultimately lay with the owner.
ですから神の民が獣が境界を越えるのを防げなかった場合、その罰は獣に与えられましたが、その責任は飼い主にありました。
Now, once the preparations were made, on the third day, God showed up.
準備が整うと、3日目に神が現れました。
Read verses 16 through 20 with me. 16
節から20節を読みましょう。
On the mountain of the third day, on the morning of the third day, there were thunders and lightning and a thick cloud on the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast.So that all the people in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their stand at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire. The smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln, and the whole mountain trembled greatly. And as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder,Moses spoke, and God answered him in thunder. The Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up.
3日目の朝、雷鳴と稲妻と厚い雲が山の上にあって、その笛の音が非常に高く鳴り響いたので、宿営の中の民は皆震え上がった。モーセは神に合わせようと民を宿営から連れ出した。彼らは山のふもとに立った。シナイ山は全山が曇っていた、煙っていた。主が火の中にあって山の上に降りてこられたからである。煙はかまどの煙のように立ち上がり、山全体が激しく震えた。角笛の音がいよいよ高くなる中、モーセは語り、神は声を出して彼に答えられた。主はシナイ山の頂に降りてこられた。主がモーセを山の頂に呼ばれたので、モーセは登っていった。
Picture this scene with me. God's presence descends without destruction.
その光景を想像してみてください。
And then, aboveThis thunder, this lightning, a trumpet sounds, announcing the arrival of the King of the universe.
神の臨在が山に下り、雷鳴と稲妻の上に、この世の王の到来を告げる角笛の音が鳴り響きました。
And over it all, God's voice.Is heard.
そしてすべてのその上に、神の声が響き渡ります。
Think about that picture and consider your place as a little human in this universe before a holy God.
この光景を目の当たりにして、この宇宙にある自分というものを考えることを想像してみてください。
Just like in the events of Genesis 11 at the Tower of Babel, where, if you remember that story, you have humanity trying to reach God with the tallest thing they could build or engineer. But what happened in that story? It was so small, it says God had to come down because he was so much greater. And he was so much bigger than those humans could ever imagine.
創世記11章にあるバベルの塔の出来事を覚えてらっしゃるでしょうか。人類が作り得る最も高い建物によって神に届こうとした時、人類よりもはるかに偉大で大きな神は下ってこらざるを得ませんでした。
And now, at Mount Sinai, this mountain, which is one of the tallest places in that particular region of the world, God again comes down.
この地域で最も高い場所の一つであったこのシナイ山に、神は再び降りてこられました。
This time, he doesn't come to judge. He comes to offer hope through a covenant that would point to the final covenant that brings lasting peace to all who come to God on His terms of faith and obedience.
今回は裁くためではなく、信仰と従順という神の求められる条件のもと、神の御前に来る者すべてに永遠の平安を与える最終的な契約を指し示す、その契約を通して希望を与えるために来られました。
And that focus on obedience is again where God's words take us as this chapter ends. And it sets the stage for the giving of the terms of the covenant, what we call the Ten Commandments.
そしてその従順さの重要性というのが、十戒という契約の条件を与える準備として、この章の終わりに神の言葉が私たちを再び誘うところです。
Let's read verses 21 through 25.
21節から25節を読みましょう。
And the Lord said to Moses, Go down and warn the people, lest they break through to the Lord to look and many of them perish. Also let the priests who come near to the Lord consecrate themselves, lest the Lord break out against them.And Moses said to the Lord, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you yourself warned us. Set limits around the mountain and consecrate it. And the Lord said to him, Go down and come up bringing Aaron with you. But do not let the priests and the people break through to come up to the Lord, lest he break out against them. So Moses went down to the people and told them.
主はモーセに言われた。下って行って民に警告せよ。彼らが見ようとして主の方に押し破ってきて、多くの者が滅びることのないように、主に近づく祭司たちも自分自身を性別しなければならない。主が彼らに怒りを発することのないように。モーセは主に言った。民はシナイ山に登ることができません。あなたご自身が私たちに警告して、山の周りに境を設け、それを聖なるものとせよと言われたからです。主は彼に言われた。降りていけ。そしてあなた自身はアロンと一緒に登れ。しかし祭司たちと民は主のところに登ろうとして押し破ってはならない。主が彼らに怒りを発することのないように。そこでモーセは民のところに降りていき、彼らに告げた。
What sets the stage for the giving of the law, establishing this covenant, is one thing. It's God's holiness.
この契約を結ぶために律法が与えられる背景にあるのは神の清さです。
That aspect of God will become more and more clear as we go through the rest of this book.
その神の側面はこの書の残りの部分を読み進めるにつれ、ますます明らかになるでしょう。
And folks, our response to that holiness can only be obedience and worship.
そしてその清さに対する私たちの応答は従順と礼拝以外にはありえません。
And failure to do this.Would result in judgment.
それを怠ることは裁きを受けることにつながります。
Even the action of trying to get closer to God on the mountain, which many might think, hey, that's a good thing, that was rebellion against the holy standards that God had set for interacting with Him.
山で神に近づくという多くの人が良いと思える行動でさえ、 神と交わる者たちに神が定められた聖なる基準に対する反抗でした。
And God's response to their breaking out in rebellion would be God breaking out against them in judgment.
そして彼らが反抗したことに対する神の応答というのは、裁きをもって彼らに臨むことでした。
The more we look at this covenant, the more we see God's holiness. And what should become acutely aware in our own minds is our own sinfulness.
この契約を見れば見るほど、私たちは神の清さを知り、自分たちの罪深さを痛切に自覚するべきです。
But it should also lead us as believers to worship at the feet of God's grace. Because this covenant points to a better covenant that provides the righteousness, the holiness that you and I need to enter into God's presence as priests, to come into His presence as His people, as His adopted children.
ですが、それと同時に私たちが神の恵みの前にひれ伏し、礼拝へと私たちを導くべきです。なぜなら、この契約は祭司として、神の民として、また神の養子として、神の御前に立つために必要な義を私たちに与える、より優れた契約を指し示しているからです。
In that new covenant, Jesus comes, and He lives as the only human to ever perfectly keep this Mosaic covenant and to perfectly glorify God by keeping that covenant.
その新しい契約においてイエスはこのモーセの契約を完全に守り、神を完全に崇められた唯一の人として来られ、そして生きておられます。
And then that perfect man who wasOnly that, because he was also completely God, went to a cross and he took the punishment of death that was rightfully our punishment.
完全に神であられ、完璧な人であったそのお方が、本来私たちが受けるべき死の罰を受けるために十字架にかかってくださったのです。
But he didn't stay dead.Jesus rose from the dead, and for those who repent of their sins and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, trusting that His death was for them, they are granted His righteousness. They are given His holiness.
ですが、十字架にかかられたイエスは死からよみがえり、罪を悔い改めてご自分を主であり救い主として受け入れ、その死が自分たちのためであったと信じる者らにご自分の義を与えてくださいます。
And that is the only righteousness. That is the only holiness that is going to let you and me enter into the presence of God.
その義と清さのみが私たちを神の御前に立つことを許す唯一のものです。
And it's not my righteousness.It's not your righteousness. It's only Jesus' righteousness that has been given to us.
私たちの義でも、皆さんの義でもなく、イエス様の義です。
And so we have to ask ourselves today, are you clothed today? Not in the clean clothes of Israel to approach a mountain, but in the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
皆さんはイスラエルのために言われたように綺麗な衣服ではなく、イエス・キリストの義の衣で身を包んでおられるでしょうか。
Those clothes, His righteousness, let you go with Moses into the presence of God and experience the absolute joy that comes from fellowship in the glory.Of our Creator.
その義の衣こそが皆さんをモーセと共に神の御前に進み、創造主の栄光にある交わりの喜びを体験させてくれるのです。
Let's pray.
お祈りいたします。
Our Heavenly Father, today my words have fallen far short of what it takes to convey your glory, your holiness, your worthiness, and yet our absolute sinfulness. And Lord, I pray that God, that people would see beyond my poor attempt at explanation. And Lord, that they would see their need to be able to be righteous and holy enough to enter the presence of God. And that more importantly, they would see that it's only through Jesus Christ that that's possible. Lord, we thank you for how you've revealed yourself in the Word of God. That in the story of a people, we see ourselves. We see our need for holiness. We see our absolute inability to ever be holy enough. But we see a God who loved us enough to reveal himself to us, to send a Savior who paid that price on our behalf, who was righteous, who was holy, and whose righteousness can be our own through faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that if there's anyone here today who has never accepted you as their Lord and their Savior, that today would be the day that they recognize their sin, that they repent and turn to you in faith, knowing that they can do nothing to earn goodness, to ever be good enough to enter your presence. But through Jesus, it's already been done for them. Father, glorify yourself through us, your people, as we rely not on our own strength, but on the righteousness and holiness and strength of Jesus Christ to live our lives, to approach your throne, to be people of prayer, and to show the world who our God is and our great Savior, Jesus Christ. We love you. We praise you, and we pray that we would respond in obedience today. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.